What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome John Tamney, who is the editor of Real Clear Markets, as well as the author of a new book, When Politicians Panicked, The New Coronavirus Expert Opinion and a Tragic Lapse of Reason. We are now doubly vaccinated across the country. A large number of males and females of the certain age, my age, are now protected thanks to the genius of modern science, the pharmacies, and a miracle at the scale of, you'd have to say, D-Day or the Great Depression coming out of it. A scale that will reflect the next 100 years. However, we're coming out of it. We're not out of it yet. So I welcome Mr. Tamney to testify because in these last hours, he's traveled from Washington, D.C. airport to Arizona. And what he's seen along the way is or is not the recovery. These are the facts. As we doubly vaccinated, go back to work. John, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. First of all, the airport in Washington, what airport did you use and how did it appear? The franchises, the gazebos, the traffic. Good evening, John.
Yes. Hey, John. Reagan National still has the appearance of being slightly shut down, although it looks a bit more normal than it did. A lot of the franchises are still not in operation or they're just gutted altogether. You contrast that with Arizona and you land here and it could be the expectation, it could be perception, but here you wouldn't know that there'd been anything, any kind of lockdown. People are living. You notice the same thing when you go to Nashville, Tennessee. There's just no evidence that people stopped living their lives or the stringent rules ended so long ago that people got back to it. So it's a major contrast from Washington, D.C.
And the aircraft, was it filled, John? I'm told that everybody's sitting in the middle seats. What was your experience?
Oh, unquestionably, it was a very full aircraft. There were a few empty seats in the way back, but people are flying again. What fascinates me, understandably, on planes, because there's a federal requirement and you can be kicked off for good if you don't wear a mask. So people have them on regardless. What fascinates me a little bit more is that you still see a lot of masks inside airports. And I know there are rules about that, but they're not as strict. And so it's a reminder to me of just how wholly superfluous these lockdowns and rules were in the first place, because people obviously didn't need a lot. Masks were selling out well before politicians panicked. So was hand sanitizer. And even now with, you know, Arizona's a state that doesn't and has never had a mask mandate, yet you see the masks, as in people are smart enough to take precautions on their own. They didn't need to be forced to.
And the airport in Arizona, you say people are moving around. How about those franchises, John? I'm particularly interested in hospitality workers. Do you see them in great number, or does there appear to be a shortage and people are waiting on themselves?
It's a lot more active there. The restaurants are broadly full. There are still some setups. There are still some retails that are shut down, but nothing like what you would notice in an East Coast city. It just, to me, if I didn't know any better what's shut down in Arizona, I would just expect, okay, it didn't weather the competition. You wouldn't assume that there had been a forced contraction care of nail-biting politicians.
I don't know if you're using a rental car or not, but there's been reports that the rental cars are extremely low because they expected the pandemic to last a lot longer than it did, and they sold off their fleets, hence the price for used cars has gone up recently. Did you use a rental? Have you seen rentals? Is the rental mark, the rental lot empty or full? Can you tell, John?
I didn't rent a car this time, but I am a regular renter, and it's fascinating how much the fleets had been drawn down. And I wasn't aware of it right away, but yes, they understandably with this view that suddenly humans were a menace to one another, they sold off fleets massively. And so it's very difficult for them right now. What they have left isn't as high of quality, and there's just not enough of it. And so it's a reminder of how disastrous this was for businesses. Businesses plan for all sorts of uncertainty, but they can't. It's very difficult to plan for man-made uncertainty. And this is what we have here. Basically, they had their rights to operate. They taken from them to some degree, and it's just been very hard for them. And as a consequence, it's very hard for their customers.
Inflation, John. I'm sure that inflation was not absent from your journey across the country as prices rise, especially food prices, I believe, much mention of the supermarket prices. But you have written trenchantly about inflation recently at Real Clear Markets. Do you observe it, and do you acknowledge or doubt that it's a problem that the markets need to deal with as we go forward?
Well, I observe what people think inflation is, or what economists think inflation is, but what they think inflation is quite simply isn't. In any market economy, there's always situations where demand outstrips supply for used cars, for hotel rooms, for airplane tickets. But that's not inflation. The rise of certain prices because of a demand-supply imbalance implies a decline in prices elsewhere. If I'm spending three times the amount that I normally spend for a hotel room in Phoenix, that means I've got fewer dollars to spend on other things while in Phoenix. And so inflation is a devaluation of the currency, as you and I've discussed for years. Well, we've been enduring that since 2001. This has been an inflationary 21st century so far. If you look at the dollar, if you measure the dollar in terms of something real, it's been in decline for quite some time. That's why oil, people talk about expensive gasoline right now. Well, it's been expensive for 20 years. A barrel of oil was $10 in 1998. Now it's 60. Well, it had been 50 for quite some time. This is what we've endured as politicians, as Washington decided in modern times to make devaluation of the dollar an economic strategy. It doesn't work. It's anti-growth. It never works. But that's what we've been enduring for quite some time. So I don't look at the present demand-supply imbalances as inflation.
Does the deficit cause inflation, John? Because the deficit is going to grow. It already has grown since the pandemic because of Washington's programs. Is inflation inevitable in the deficit?
No, in no way is it inevitable. Let's never forget that in 1815, England had debt that was 260% of GDP. Did they devalue? No, it turned out to be the best century of the country's existence. They maintained the pound's integrity as measured in terms of gold, and England had a golden age, unlike in ways that most countries could never claim to. Never forget that the U.S. after World War II had massive amounts of debt, but we didn't devalue. In 1994, we went to the Bretton Woods Agreement, whereby the U.S. resumed its role, or basically took over its role as the world's currency. The dollar was defined as 1/35th of an ounce of gold, and the world was on a dollar standard. Inflation is a policy choice. Countries decide to devalue their currency. They decide to lay off their debt and their burdens to taxpayers, to their citizenry. It's not an inevitability. And the idea that inflation is the path to deficits reverses causation. No one buys income streams, which is country debt, in the hope that that currency will decline in value. But it's certainly true that sometimes countries devalue away their debts, and that's why there is a rate of interest paid on treasuries. There's some risk involved to owning government debt. At least right now, it seems treasury markets are saying that if nothing else, treasuries are more that dollar income streams are much more trusted than other income streams.
Employment, John. The reason I asked about the franchises is that the news generally is that we have many more jobs than we have people applying for them or going to work. And the explanation immediately is the government is paying a bonus for unemployment checks through September. Do you observe that, John? We have about a minute.
Oh, unquestionably. Look, labor is a price like anything else. And so if government, which gets its resources from the capitalist private sector, is bidding workers away from work by virtue of paying them a wage to be unemployed, you're going to have fewer workers than you would if there were no unemployment benefits. I mean, that's just a statement of the obvious. Now, I don't think that describes everyone. I don't buy into dependency theory broadly. I think most people want to work because it gives them something. It animates them. It gives them dignity. But certainly to a degree, if government is going to be a big bidder in concert with schools being closed such that – let's never forget that childcare is the most biggest expense. You're going to see some people not work while they can collect unemployment benefits.
John Tamney, Real Clear Markets, the editor, author most recently of When Politicians Panic, The New Coronavirus Expert Opinion, and A Tragic Lapse of Reason. He is now in happily in the sunny state of Arizona where people are back to work. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.